ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Edward Hyde? So you are Edward Hyde?
Entirely at your service, sir.
No. Winter, doctor, I think we'd better get the child back to her parents as soon as possible and deal with this gentleman afterwards.
I think you're right. This crowd has got an ugly look, and the man himself doesn't help matters. Did you ever see such a face in all your life? I'm not by nature an emotional man, but I tell you truly, it's all I can do to keep my hands off him.
Me too. It's just as well he didn't struggle when I ran after him and caught him. I'd have had a job to keep myself from strangling him.
Come along, then. Let's get out of this. Does anyone know where the child lives?
Yes, the 4,000 on the right in the next street.
All right, then. Now, you'd best get back to your homes. We'll look after the child and see she gets her desserts. I'm a lawyer, and my friend here is a well-known businessman. You can rely on us.
You can call on me, mister, you want a witness. I saw the whole thing happen. Struck her down, he did, without the least provocation.
Good. Give Mr. Winter your name and address, and we'll call on you if we need you.
Watch all this fuss of witnesses. I'll pay you what you want and make an end to it.
You'll pay all right, my friend. And a tidy sum it'll be if I have my way.
How much do you think I'll have to pay for my night's entertainment? From the state of the child's dress, I gather they're not well off. What do you think, I'd say, to £50?
In a few moments, we'll be at the child's house, and then you can find out.
I don't want to see them. No gentleman wishes to be involved in a scene of that sort. Come, name your figure, and I'll pay.
Double the amount you named would be nearer the mark, I'd say.
£100 for a few bruises and a bit of a fright. I'd no idea the sensibilities of the English poorer classes were so costly.
Less of your insolence, sir. Or you'll go to the police station, as you well deserve.
No, don't do that. I'll pay. Come with me and I'll get the money right away.
Where do you want me to go?
Not far from here. I'll have to get you a check. You wouldn't expect me to have that amount of money in my pocket, would you?
No, I don't suppose you would. Winter?
Yes?
This man has agreed to pay £100 if nothing more is said about what happened tonight.
And so he should.
Will you and the doctor go with the child while I go with him to get the check?
Will you come back?
As soon as I get the money and make sure of its bona fides.
How will you do that?
By keeping him in sight until the bank opens and it's cashed, if necessary.
All right, then. We'll wait. Come along, doctor. This is the place, I think.
Lead the way, Hyde, and no tricks, or it'll be the worse for you. Why... This is Dr. Jekyll's house.
Well, I know it is.
You have a key to it.
The doctor has confidence in me, you see.
I see very little and nothing that gives me confidence.
I'll light a lamp and then you can sit and make yourself comfortable. I'll not be long.
Why have you come here to get the money you want?
Henry and I are true friends. His purse is mine and mine is his.
I regret to hear you say so. Well... Go, and let's be done with this sorry business.
Mr. Utterson.
I must have fallen asleep.
I think you did.
What time is it at all?
Nearly 2 o'clock.
And I've been here all this time. How ever could I have done such a thing? What will the others be thinking?
Oh, you mean Mr. Winter and the doctor who took care of the child?
You know all about tonight's business, then?
Yes, I know.
Henry, what in heaven's name have you got to do with this creature Hyde?
I can't explain. Oh, here's the check. He asked me to give it to you.
Signed in your name?
Yes. He felt that you might have some doubts about the validity of one sign by himself.
Is that the true reason?
Well, what other could there be?
A dozen. This man has some power over you. He's blackmailing you. Is that it?
No, it isn't that.
What is it, then? Henry, I demand an answer. Do you know why it was that I happened to be in the vicinity of your house tonight?
No.
I intended to come in if I saw a light burning... I had a talk with Margaret after dinner tonight. she won my consent to your marriage.
You've agreed?
I did. Not that I feel any happier over it, but because I had nothing really positive against you. And on my way to tell you so, I witnessed this hideous deed committed by one whom you claim as a friend. A crime you are willing to cloak with money, paid from your own account. What am I to think?
Well, there is one thing I want you to know. Hyde has no power over me. Rather, the reverse is the case. The moment I choose, I can be rid of him. I can blot him out of my life as though he had never existed.
Then do it. Do it, man, before it's too late. If you don't, you'll regret it. The man is so evil, so vile in every way, that merest contact with him must mean contamination.
Yes. Yes, I fear I must. Tonight's episode has shaken me more than I can say. Whatever could have come over him, I can't imagine.
Sheer bestiality. Something that lies deep in his horrible soul. The man is capable of anything, even murder.
Murder? Murder?
Yes, I've sometimes thought that too. If he were to hate someone enough...
Please, God, I shall not be that person.
Please, God, you won't.
I must say there's no one like you, Henry, my boy, for putting on a tasty little dinner. Tell me, where did you get your cook?
My cook? She's married to Poole.
Oh, really? That's too much. No man should have the perfect butler and the perfect cook.
Well, my dear Lanyon, I'll go even further than that. I'm now going to get Poole to bring us some of the perfect brandy. I think we'll have it in the library. Poole!
Yes, sir. I've already put it there, and some of your special cigars.
By the way, I shall want you there for a few minutes. I want you to witness a signature.
Certainly, sir.
You may as well come right away, and that's the last I shall want of you for the night. Do you mind, Hugh?
What, witnessing a signature?
Not a bit, not a bit.
I'll want you to. You see, it's my will.
Your will? Here I say... You're not getting morbid, are you?
Oh, no, but the fact is, I'm getting married and, I want to make some changes, you see.
Oh, why, of course, yes. How stupid of me. When's the happy event to be?
Oh, not for another few weeks. Margaret's away collecting her trousseau, and it seems that it takes some time.
Well, make the most of it, old boy. Make the most of it.
Well, I will. That's why I sent for you.
Oh, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I say, that's fine. And do you know, Henry, I've been feeling a little poorly lately. So, what do you say to a little run over to the continent?
Over to the continent?
Yeah, Paris is marvelous this time of the year.
Paris?
Ah, good old Paris.
You incurable libertine. Have you forgotten that I'm all but a married man? Besides, that's where Margaret's gone to buy her trousseau.
That does make it rather awkward.
Very.
Oh, but there's still Vienna. Oh, I say, tell you what. How about going to that village I told you about? I was there for the autumn, but imagine what it will be like in the spring.
What's its name again?
Korovina.
Oh, yes.
You go to Innsbruck and then branch off on a little line almost as far as the Bremer Pass. Oh, what a country. What girls.
Mind out. Here's Poole coming. If you start getting him too excited, he mightn't be able to hold the pen.
Oh, Lord, yes, yes. There's that will, isn't there? Oh, where is the bally thing?
Here it is. Oh, come in, Poole, come in. I'd better sign first so that you can see me do it. Now, Hugh, if you'll sign there and Poole on that other line, it'll be done with.
Oh, just here. Oh, there you are.
Now you, Poole.
Here, sir.
That's right. Thank you. Now I want you both to have a good look at me.
Look, but why? We've both seen you before.
Well, I want you to be able to certify that I'm in perfect health and of my right mind.
Henry, what's all this about? Are you anticipating that anyone will contest the will?
I'll tell you that later on. Would you say that I'm quite sane, Poole?
Well, you look all right, sir.
Good for you, Poole. Never be deceived by appearances. And now, if you brought us in the coffee, that'll be all for tonight.
Thank you, sir. Good night, sir.
Good night.
Good night, Dr. Lanyon.
Oh, good night, Poole. Now, I say, look here, Henry. What is the meaning of all this? Who's going to suggest that you aren't in your right mind?
Well, the terms of the will you've witnessed are a little peculiar. Just take a look at it while I pour you out some coffee.
Thanks.
Black or white?
White. Black, thank you. No sugar.
I'll warm the glasses near the fire a little before I pour the brandy. This is some special old brandy my father got as a present from one of the Rothschilds. He did him some sort of service one
time. I say, it's none of my business, but who is this fellow Hyde?
Oh, just a friend of mine.
I should think he must be. According to what you've written here, he's to inherit more than £100,000.
Yes, my mother's entire fortune.
And then, this business about your disappearance or unexplained absence for any period exceeding 3 calendar months.
In which case, Edward Hyde shall step into my shoes and assume my place.
Oh, now I begin to see why you wanted Poole and me to have a good look at you.
Yes, I thought you would.
And another thing. There's nothing here about Margaret.
Any will I might make now automatically becomes invalid when I marry. I will have to make another one. I had to make this because I don't know what might happen between now and my wedding day.